Ask the AD with Boise State Athletic Director Kurt Apsey every Thursday at 5 here on Sports Radio The Ticket. Jeff Kays and Mike Prater with Kurt Apsey in studio. Hashtag Ask the AD on your Twitter account or send us a commercial tire text to 424-9300. Don't forget tomorrow we're at Burger and Brew on State Street from 3 to 6, so come and join us there. Kurt, you had to, I guess, now go out and look for a new wrestling coach. Greg Randall, 23-year employee, I think 14 is the head coach there. And he came out and suggested time for a change for everybody. What are you looking for? And your thoughts on what you can say about Coach Randall.
Am I on? Okay, sorry. You know, first of all, thanks to Greg and all the years of service and all the stuff and things that he did for our program and our student athletes. And I really do mean that. Terrific guy, dedicated to the program. I just felt like we needed a change to go in a new direction, and that was the reason behind not renewing the contract. And, you know, I wish him well, and I'll help him out any way that I can. And, you know, this program has a lot of history, and, you know, we're in the process of looking for a new head coach right now. So,
your official stance, the university's official stance, was that he will not be retained. He came out and said that he was fired. This personal, you know, situation doesn't really matter. Your overall philosophy, because I believe this is the first time you've had to fire, my word, a head coach as the sitting athletic director. Mm-hmm. Again, I'm assuming it was about competitive reasons, because we could see that the last couple of years this program had become fairly stagnant, and you have high standards for that program. What is your philosophy on firing a coach? Do you have a is it self-evolving? Do you have a certain standard? I'm assuming you debated yourself long and hard these questions before you made that move, and probably even before then.
Well, you know, it's actually easier when they do something wrong, you know. you can point at it. And I just felt like the direction was not going in the way that we wanted it to. There was, you know, there were some challenges these last few years in terms of competition and the level of how we were participating and, you know, a little bit with recruiting and the kind of guys we were bringing in. And like I said, nothing that he did was wrong or against the rules or anything. I felt like we need a little jolt to the program and some new energy, and I thought that was the right decision.
All right, Kurt, I get these kind of questions all the time. This is a part of the Ask the AD series. Eric Jensen writes me an email and says, I've read multiple stories which outline the work that schools like Cincinnati are doing to try to get an invite to a Power 5 conference. One story even reported Cincinnati had hired a PR firm to lobby on their behalf. Can Boise State football fans rest assured that Custer and you are working as hard as other schools behind the scenes to try and get into a Power 5 conference? So he wants to know what the sales pitch is. Now, Cincinnati, allegedly to some source, has hired a PR firm to lobby. You can't speak for them, of course.
Right.
But you must get this question as well, too. What can we do to get into the this or that or the other?
I mean, they got to get tired of hearing this, but we got to keep doing exactly what we're doing. And, you know, APR, great thing to bring to the table. How well our football team has done, how well our other programs are doing. It's also about the university, the research. I just go back to, it's not so much us putting together a game plan to wave our flag. If we feel like there's a time where we need to do that, we will do that. And the president and I do talk about that. We have not hired a PR firm. Could that be the case down the road if we feel like we've got a chance to maybe move and do something like that? That's certainly probably not a bad idea. We have not done that right now. I think Cincinnati jumped on that when they heard or they read the article that came out that said someone in the Big 12 was even talking about it, you know. And right, I mean, I spent some time with some Big 12 athletic directors this past week, and I didn't ask the question, and they didn't talk about it. Now, does that mean that they're not doing anything? No, but at the same time, it was not a topic of conversation at all over the last couple of days. And I just know that from our standpoint, we just got to keep doing what we're doing as an athletic department and a university. And when the time comes for expansion, if Boise State is in that conversation and we feel like that's a good move for our institution, we'll be ready for it.
Jeff's got a long line of questions, but I wanted to jump back in and give one of my questions and kind of step back on. I had a follow-up on the Greg Randall deal. That got a lot of buzz in our newsroom and on our website. For some reason, people really were attracted to that story. And the people that I talked to, you know, the first and only question they came up with is, oh, this is just Kurt's way of cutting wrestling. I'm assuming that's not in your plans. Maybe it is in your plans. the overall thoughts of not just wrestling, but sports, your inventory of sports, you know, the connecting the dots with the finances. Are sports in trouble there? Is wrestling in trouble there? Or do you have every intention of keeping this program going?
Well, right now I do, but I think we evaluate all of our programs and how they affect other programs and taking a look at our overall budget. I think you have to take that all into account when you're thinking about the program as a whole moving forward. Our plan today is to go out and hire a new wrestling coach. But I still think that, you know, as time goes by, whether it's a day, a week, a month, a year, or 5 years, I think we always go back and evaluate, you know, are we able to provide the resources for all of our sports in terms of what they need to be successful? And if there is a time where we feel like we can't do that, then we will evaluate the program and say, okay, this is what we have. Can we stick with what we have, or do we need to make some changes? And I'm not just talking about wrestling.
Sure.
I mean, I think there's other sports as well that, you know, people across the country consider cutting. That is not my plan right now. As we're speaking today, and like I said, we're in the process of collecting resumes for the new job, and we'll move forward until we change our minds on that or we go a different direction.
All right, Kurt Apsey in studio with us. Those are our questions. We've asked some of the AD. Now see what else is happening on campus. I know the tennis people, Greg Patton, writing up, I think, his home match season this weekend, right?
Yeah, their senior day, I think, is for both programs. Got a volleyball thing going on this weekend. You know, track and field's getting ready for nationals. Still lots going on, but really winding down the semester. Finals is, I believe, it's starting next week or the final week. Graduation's on May 9th, so
wow.
You know, school is coming to a close, and a lot of our kids are getting prepared for summer school. A lot of them are staying this summer and working out and going to school. And so it's really not a break for us. These guys are just, and gals are winding down. And really right now, if they're not getting ready to participate in some type of postseason play, our kids are grinding in the classroom and trying to finish out the right way academically. So,
well, it sounds excited. Like they have been.
Yeah, they've been doing well.
You guys had to be excited about this APR release.
Well, like I said earlier, we tell these parents when they come to visit us that these kids are going to walk away from this place with a quality degree and the ability to compete for championships. And that promise is pretty important to me. That's what I tell them. And so I think we've done a good job so far.
All right, Kurt, thank you.
All right, guys. Thanks.
Kurt Apsey, Boise State's athletic director. Ask the AD here at Thursdays at 5.